Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But the big news of the weekend is Washington got a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback to join their roster, and the Dallas Cowboys signed an aging running back that averaged 3.5 yards per carry last year.
Yeah, but they brought him back for a reason.
Sam Howell outproduced Zeke Elliott on the ground last year.
Well, quarterbacks always outproduce the running back.
Is that?
If you're a running quarterback, you normally have a 5-6 yards per average.
He had more touchdowns.
Yeah, run him off.
Zeke is washed. That's all I'm saying. Jerry's all in.
Hey, man, Jerry got to bring his guys back. He didn't worry about that.
The notion of draft grades is a little silly because, like, I always go back to the 2019 draft when the Commanders got Dwayne Haskins and then traded back up for Montez Sweat. Mm-hmm. People were on fire about that draft class.
Yeah.
The 2020 draft was 4 years ago, and there's not a single player left on the roster from there. So, You got to give a long runway to determine how the success of a draft, but I really appreciate the strategy with which they drafted.
I did too. I mean, I was hoping that they would move back into the first, but when Adam explained, they saw nobody that had that value, and they were smart not to. Didn't they get the kid, Johnny?
Johnny Newton, a lot of fans upset, and I think they're kind of missing the boat.
They can be upset all they want, but this kid had a first-round grade. I looked on several things where he was the number one rated defensive tackle in the draft. So when you see that and you can get him at that second pick, in the second round, you make that move. Because let's be real. I know we have sat here and for years and we talked about, the four defensive linemen we had, and I kept saying they're not going to all be here forever. And I thought it would be because the guys would perform, and then you can't pay everybody. They're looking to see this team, the draft, to me, they wasn't trying to, we try to come up with some type of way of promoting. Like the Susan O'Malley used to do, come see the Wizards play the stars of the NBA. Then they had the tallest and the shortest. They are trying to make sure when this thing starts to roll, they're going to be having people constantly coming in and hitting their stride. Well, not just have guys at one side of the ball and think it's going to work.
And they're building, obviously, for like a long-term future plan.
True.
I think they're almost building with an eye on 25. Specifically to Johnny Newton that got people upset, you've got John Allen is out of the guaranteed portion of his contract. Allen's going to have a $21 million cap hit this year. No guarantees on there. Look out to next year. It's $23 million. John Allen's a good player. I think there's no hurry to do anything there, but eventually he might want a new contract, which I don't think should be a surprise, especially as the D-tackle market has exploded.
Baby.
I think this is more, though, about, one, the value, to your point.
Yeah.
This was true BPA. I mean, they took the best player they could get there. And, two, Fedarian Mathis has given you nothing through 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I like John Ridgeway. He's a supplemental piece. I mean, you could easily get to a situation here where Allen and Payne are playing around 75% of snaps for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Ideally, that's closer to like 70, 65. And then you don't see a massive drop-off if Newton is right. I think the only reason Newton slid a little bit is he had a foot injury.
A foot surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had a buddy of mine text me. He's like, listen, I'm no pro football player, but I had that same injury. I want to say it's called a Jones break or something, and I was fine. Like, if I'm fine.
The Jones break is okay to Liz Frank. You got problems.
Right. Yeah. So this is my buddy texted me. I stepped on my right foot awkwardly and felt a pop. An orthopedist diagnosed it as a Jones fracture, which is what he has. Minor injury to insert a pin in the bone. Won't be an injury that lingers. He'll recover 100%. Mm-hmm. People are in a rush to figure out what the Newton thing means. I think for this year, it might mean nothing. I think the person for this year that should be most concerned is Mathis. Because, yes, he's a second rounder from 2 years ago, but these guys didn't pick him.
They didn't pick him.
You know, I looked this up yesterday. You know what Mathis' career stats are?
What's that?
Now, the first year, he was basically gone because of injury, right? He got hurt, I want to say, in the first quarter of the first game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But through 2 years now, two seasons, over under 15 games played for Fedarian Mathis.
Under?
Over under 15 tackles for Fedarian Mathis.
Probably under.
He's played in 11 games and has 8 tackles.
See? But you ask questions that you give the answers to, basically.
That's fine. I'm not trying to trick anybody. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. That to me, is what you're looking at immediately, and then you're looking at roster construction down the line.
I think a lot of people have to understand one thing. As I sat there in that room with all those media people from all over the country, I had multiple people come to me and say, man, y'all, your guys are working miracles over there. Y'all moving and shaking. I think what the problem is, we all here are still stuck in what we were and who was running things. Instead of looking at what's happening now and start to think of it how it was supposed to be. Because I've heard many people say what we're supposed to be doing, but now when you do something opposite of what we were doing, people seem to get upset. This is the right way to build stuff and do things. And just falling in love with guys just because you're drafting them means nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
you gotta let them play.
I think when Jordan Morgan went 25th to the Packers, the tackle out of Arizona, I don't think there was a tackle there that helps you immediately because Guyton, by all accounts, is going to need a year, maybe more, to kind of learn the position, especially if you want him to play left. Maybe he's a right tackle. So I think once Morgan went 25th, I understand why they kind of just chilled and waited for the second round. A lot of fans thought they would address left tackle. They didn't. They traded out of 40. They traded back. There weren't, if you actually pay attention here and like look through everything, going from 40 back to 50 and picking up a second or a third second rounder didn't impact the tackle movement whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you listen to what Peter said repeatedly, and we're going to build this thing through the draft.
Yeah.
Acquiring an extra second round pick is how you build through the draft. And if you go and look, and I've got it here, at 40, now fans want to be freaked out about Cooper DeJean landing with the Eagles. I think a lot of the Cooper DeJean hype is because it's a white dude at a position white dudes don't play, and people know the name because it's like it's got some notoriety to it. Frankly, I would have taken Kool-Aid there over Cooper, but that's neither here nor there. There was a run on corners. You had Cooper, Kool-Aid, and then a guy I actually really liked was Kamari Lassiter, who's a super fast corner out of Georgia. Then Max Melton, who's a corner out of Rutgers. But from 40 to 50, where the Commanders were to where they traded back to, not a single offensive lineman went.
Mm-hmm.
And then the corner they got in Sanistrill, people swear by. Now, he's a slot corner. He's a little undersized, but
that
dude can play, I think, right away.
But the thing of it, though, fans are always upset at something that a guy is doing that he is paid to do and he's considered the best at. When we had idiots here, we seemed to like everything they did, and we didn't win. Now we got somebody here who seems to know what the hell he's doing, and now they want to tell him how to get past what was. And start just looking at what is. And think about it. You basically have adults running the building now. You have adults making decisions. You got a game plan. You're not just trying to get names. They're not just trying to sell jerseys. They want to sell them. But if they go get the right players and they start playing over time, you'll be buying more jerseys instead of just one guy's jersey, which you want.
I think overall, philosophically, I totally agree with you. Specific to the left tackle position, and I'm not mad about this because I really, really like the Ben Sennett pick, the Kansas State tight end who they took at 53. But going into the draft, we all talked about the need at tackle that it arguably still exists. And so Sennett goes 53. Patrick Paul, tackle out of Houston, goes 55. Blake Fisher, tackle out of Notre Dame, goes 59. If you want to be concerned, you can be concerned right there. But I can tell you this. And then the big guy, Sua Matea, goes 63. That's the BYU kid. Rosengarten goes 62. So could you have maybe gotten further back, gotten a tackle, get Sennett in the fourth? Yes, possibly, or in the third, rather. They identified Sennett. He fits absolutely. When you look at the athletic profiles for almost everybody they drafted, they are through the freaking roof. And I think when you look at some of those tackles that went a little later, they don't hit the same athletic measurables.
So in other words, now we are picking people that fit what we want, and they fit the type of player you want, the type of athleticism you want. That's not what we used to do.
So
I'm happy with that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.